I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I once read a book on that, on massaging, in case you're wondering where the techniques come from.
Oh, okay.
I just gave Satch a little rub down. Just a little one.
Rub down.
You're a bit achy. You're not feeling very well.
Achy, breaky heart.
And
last week, I said it on the podcast, I wasn't feeling well.
It was coming. It was like storm Satchin was brewing. And now it's hit. There he goes.
Sorry, on cue. On cue as well.
Catching next. there you go. And now we've passed on to the listeners. Sorry, guys.
You got a real one.
Do you think you could psychologically catch a cough?
Of course.
Someone coughed just there listening to this podcast?
I know, but I'm saying,
but we're in each other's presence.
Would
it work through the airwaves?
Through the podcast waves? Yeah, okay. Well, let us know if you coughed.
Because they say yawning is infectious, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you yawn, you can't help it.
I think farting is as well.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
I don't think a fart
is not contagious.
Not contagious. But like, I think if you're in the vicinity of people that you are comfortable with,
that's different.
Right. So if you let one rip, my bowels would loosen to go, oh, well, go on and join in.
See, I think I'd go the other way because I think if let's just be honest.
Yeah.
You did a bud just before the podcast started.
Yeah.
And you went, bud. At the end after it, right? Like a kid, bud. Yeah. I heard it. I just chose to ignore it. I was going to let that one go.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a discussion point. It didn't sound like a particularly good one.
No.
It was a double pop. Pop, pop.
Yeah.
Missed the first time and you went back for it again, but I think you just hit the door frame. You look crazy. Did I just get shot? What happened there? But it missed. That's what it sounded like. And then, I think when you do a bud, how do I say this? Like, I retract. I don't feel comfortable.
Goes back in.
It makes me feel like, I don't want to be one of those people. And then everything just kind of turns inwards.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fine.
I don't think it's like, you just done a bud. Whereas coughing, I think. You suddenly feel like, have I got a tickle as well?
Mm.
That's why. Well, you can let us know, please. If you can be bothered. If you cough. But welcome.
Hello. We're back together.
And we are, and can I just say, after how long?
I think 6 weeks.
Six, seven weeks.
We've seen each other in, this is the longest we've been away, guys.
Yeah. It just.
From each other.
It just hasn't worked out. The dates.
Yeah. Everyone's been busy.
And, in general, you were in India.
I was in India.
I was in Finland for a bit.
Yeah.
Satch was in India, Dubai. And on top of that, I was filming like mad with that cooking show.
Yeah.
Is that done now?
That is pretty much done.
Yes.
We just filmed in about 4 weeks, 21 episodes.
Wow.
And so now it's just...
Yeah, that was relentless.
We've got about 4 or 5 more to do, but we got time. We got time on that one. And but no, it's just been relentless. So it's honestly, seeing you two today, it felt like
my heart
warmed up. This is like a reunion at the BBC.
Yeah. Oh.
It's that long ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is fun.
But why do I feel like I've seen... Oh, yeah, cool. So I've seen you, Zach.
Where?
No.
Where?
No, you know why? Because we did the two-man podcast a couple of times, right?
I see.
So I feel like I've seen him.
Okay.
I haven't seen you.
Yeah. I've not even been present just vocally.
Yeah. So this is a good little catch-up.
Okay.
How's things?
Yeah, all right. I'm just going to bring it in now. Now that you've asked me how are things, one of the things that I saw just a few days ago, and I thought I've got to speak to the boys about this because I don't know if you guys do this.
Did you bend down in front of the mirror and look for your legs?
No.
I thought you saw something for the first time.
I went to the loo. Mm-hmm. I had a quick whiz in the office loo.
Yeah.
And there was a guy there who was weeing.
Yes.
Right. In not the adjacent urinal, but the one after, obviously.
Yeah.
He left a gap.
Yeah.
And He had both his hands on his mobile phone, tapping away really quickly, typing a message.
And just freestyling, like, just freestyling the week.
Freestyle. That's ridiculous, isn't it? That is mental. A lot of techers.
No, but it's like when you see someone go down the road and they're not holding the handlebars of their bike.
Exactly.
They can.
But it can go in any direction.
It's all right. But maybe he has control in a way that.
But what is that? What was the urgency of that message? So that he had to you know, like double hand the message, and then he was just having a wee, and then so how does that? How do you control that?
I'm thinking about.
I would be afraid to do that.
You know when
that's asking for spillage.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tell you what it reminds me of. You know when the nozzle on the end of your hose isn't locked. And you turn the tap on and it just starts flapping around in the grass.
Beepy,
you're like,
place.
Oh man, oh, it's gone. Oh, it's gone over the doors. Oh, man. That
does
thing.
Anyone do that? Have you ever done that? Does anyone do that?
Is that a thing?
When you go to toilet,
hands-free.
Because I've seen, like, you know, older men like to have, like, lean on the side panel, the one in the front. They always do, like, the one on the front as well.
I wouldn't want to touch that wall anyway.
I know, but people touch that wall, like, as if it's just, like, you know, really clean. I don't know. There's a lot of toilet etiquette that I just thought, my God, this is wild.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, so that's what I've
been up to. Sometimes you do need a lean, though, but not.
Do you? Are you a leaner?
No, but not in a public toilet, I wouldn't, no.
But what, even at home?
Maybe. Sometimes, you know.
What, sideways?
No, but sometimes if you're half asleep and you've got a wee in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but that's not a lean. That's a perimeter check.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's more like the wall's there.
Yeah. You need
the wall's there. Okay, so that means the toilet. Yeah, toilet. Because your eyes are still adjusting.
No,
guys. That's what I mean. The light's all over the place.
No, that's a bit like if you got like you know, one of those.
Well,
headsets.
If you fall asleep while you're weeing and then you fall over. Yeah.
You know what? I'll be honest.
It can happen.
There has been times. I don't know if this is me being Buddha-ness. In the last couple of years, that when you go for a wee, you suddenly feel a bit wheezy. Actually. You know, like
exactly.
You know, like, I think because you're, you know, maybe dehydrated
wheezy.
Or yeah, wee.
Oh, like, wheezy while you're wheezing.
Not like no woozy.
Woozy. No, wheezy is the coughing.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Look at these two.
It's psychological. I'm very influenced. I'm easily influenced. That's always been my problem. It's always been my problem. It's too soft natured.
Right. Like, so,
but no, you can feel a bit woozy.
Woozy, right.
Yeah.
I remember when I'm dieting, when I'm trying
but
to.
Have you got anything to hold nearby, near your toilet?
Yeah, I've got
Have you got anything to hold near your toilet?
A little windowsill.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, there's a windowsill there.
Yeah, I've got a member of staff.
I feel.
Hold it on, dude.
Wait there, mate.
That's a lot more engagement of the brain when you're half asleep. I wouldn't bother with that.
No, I think sometimes you need that because, I mean, you know, sometimes it's like I'm in deep sleep and it's like, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, I went for a wee last night, but you don't remember. You don't remember the whole journey. Yeah.
So you guys are leaners.
Yeah. Sorry, quickly, because you just said it. I got woken up last night. I told my wife this morning, I woke myself up in the night from dreaming about pizza.
Oh.
I could picture it. It was.
Why? That must have been brilliant, though.
Huh?
It must have been a brilliant dream. Why did you wake yourself up?
Because I was hungry and I wanted it. And the not having it snapped me out of my dream. And I was like, oh my God, I'm lying in bed in the middle of the night thinking about pizza. And I created this little pizza pie. It was right in my head. No, but it was filled with butter chicken. You make a little crust, like a little narrow 1-inch high sort of boat. Yeah. Imagine like a canoe.
Yeah.
And that's made of either pastry or paronta.
Is it like food? A Turkish pizza? Pide.
The shape of a pide, that's what it is. But the middle of it is almost hollowed out a bit like a 1-inch pie.
Yeah.
And it's filled with butter chicken. Or, you know, paneer.
Chicken tikka
masala. And that woke you up last night.
That woke me up. Wow. And it had a little bit of cheese on top, so it was like.
And then
you've been doing too many of these cooking programs.
Did you react?
I'm saying it was. I was hungry. I just woke up hungry and went back to bed.
Okay.
But it was food has that much of a bloody impact.
Gosh, I just thought of it. Can I give you a suggestion to improve the leanage issues that you guys are struggling with?
Leanage?
Right, yeah. You know how you get up and you said you have to lean when you go for a wee?
Yeah. Gunham Chai is just
Why don't you just sit down?
What do you mean?
In the middle of the night. But then, thank you very much. Thank you.
Why don't you just sit down on the toilet, see? It's then you got your bearings. You're more stable. And less splash issues.
Yep.
You know where the hole is.
Go on. I was going to hear Satch's answer first.
I'm just suggesting that maybe this could be the new thing, guys. Rather than leaning in the middle of the night and worrying.
Yep.
I think it might be. I just think maybe you might want to just sit down for the wee.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And then if the conversion happens, then, you know, Satch, grand slam.
Conversion. Why won't you, Satch?
No, because I want to be in there, quick time, bang. I still want to be asleep. I don't want to be awake.
Yeah.
It's got to be asleep.
Yeah, but surely sitting down, you're not waking up.
When he's holding onto the wall, he's feeling the toilet between his knees. And that's enough. he's got his eyes closed and he's going, that's why he holds the wall. Because he's doing it blind man. He's blind man pissing.
Honestly. Can I hear that the pee's going in the bowl? I'm happy.
Yeah, he plays a game. Blind man moot. You ever heard that? It should be a song. Blind man moot. Coming in the night like a big scary boot.
Blind man moot. That's a film.
I'm telling you. There's a story.
That's Ram Gopal Verma film. Yep. Blind Man Boot.
Blind Man Boot.
That is a film.
Dying.
That is a great film. Okay, well.
And it could be one to put the kids to sleep as well.
Yeah.
When they'll go.
Hurry up and go to sleep, or the Blind Man Boot's coming.
Blind Man Boot's coming. I don't want to go so soon. You are. Is that the new Freddy Krueger?
Anyway,
that was a stupid idea to say.
No, I don't think it is. I think sitting down is a great alternative. But anyway, so yeah, Tommy, you need to explain to us because obviously in the last few days, you have been in about 700 countries.
Oh, man.
In a day. What was all that about? Okay. What was going on?
I tell you what's going on. My wife has been very, very busy for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
She's been working very, very hard. She has a good job, but it's a full on commitment.
Yeah.
And sorry.
What's happened?
No, we have to interlude this story. Look at me. I was trying to give my wife a big gut. I'm sorry, Kismet fate had other plans.
What happened here?
Because we ordered masala tea. And it's not normal, it's not masala tea.
This is the blind man wants.
And Pete, who owns a restaurant, is gonna be listening to the podcast. But it's not a problem. It's just Kedge was going. He just looked, made that Kedge face, that unappreciative shit of a face. And he'll go, this is a masala tea.
I just had a sip and I was like, oh.
Story.
Huh? No, I just had a sip of it. And I thought, oh, maybe we got some from the blind man move. But basically, it was
it's still very.
That's helping my throat.
It's very comfy.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that. You know, like when you're ready for the masala.
And you just got the chai.
Yeah.
So and then.
That's all. That's
it. But it's still chai. Yeah. And it's hot.
It's hot, and it feels lovely.
So, and can I have we've it with one of my Indian
Snickers
at Gunchan's as well.
Let's have an Indian Snicker. Snickers.
Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay, right. I was trying to big up my wife. Now it feels like you guys are purposely trying to, you know, cause a rift between us.
We'll go back to that.
But okay, Satch has bought Snickers.
Yeah, I was in the supermarket the other day in Surat, and I was paying for something, and they had a little fridge there with chocolates in it. I was like, oh, India only does, you know, little fridge with chocolates by the till. It's weird. No one else does that.
Should we break all of them?
And then there was like different colours. So I thought, well, let me see. Butterscotch, almond, and berry whip.
Okay, three different ones. Okay, butterscotch, which is probably going to be, you know, like a kind of chewy, Snickers-y version of it. Then you got an.
I've had the almond one before.
Right? You've had it?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's just what? A bit more nutty, right?
More nutty.
See, you know what doesn't appeal at all, which would be the one last one left
the
in the box?
The berry whip.
Yeah. But that's the one I want to try the most.
Go on then, open it.
Berry
but
whip.
I think we should all have a bit each.
And just break a bit off.
I'd go berry whip first because I want to get that taste. It's a Snickers berry whip. The Satch bought from where? From Dubai?
No, they're from Gujarat.
Oh, wow. That smells good. You know? Even better.
Smells good.
Gujarati Snickers.
Look at the chocolate.
What does berry? Does berry mean something in... Because that's like... is that bori in Punjabi? That's when you carry a bori. Berry. Berry, I think it's just how my mother-in-law says very.
It's going to taste like dirt.
Very good.
Go on, Kedge. What's the verdict?
It's like
a tiny bit.
Go on.
It's Snickers.
It's like a strawberry milkshake from McDonald's.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought it would have some pink cream in it or something.
No.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
If you want a little flavour up, change, that's quite good.
Yeah. It's almost like a kiddie version of a Snickers. Mm. Snickers is chocolatey. Mm. That's got a bit of a that's got like an icing-y flavour to it. Mm. Strawberry icing, like you get like on a cake.
Let's go back to your story and then we open another one.
Yeah. Right.
Hurry up with the story.
She's been really busy for a really long time, my wife. So works really hard. And that kind of chapter has come to an end. So we're making up for lost time and all little trips and little weekends away.
Nice.
So this was a quick little last minute weekend away. We
when it was amazing. Actually, we got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm. We're at Gatwick Airport by 5:30. We're on a flight at 7 a.m. We get into Milan.
Mm.
Ooh. We have first we have breakfast at Gatwick, lunch in Lake Como, right in Milan, and up just north of Milan, and then drove to Switzerland and stayed there the night, which is only about an hour away.
Three countries in one day.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was. Oh, you know what? You know me. I love my food.
Yeah.
And it, what was
on the menu?
Well, it was actually okay.
Let breakfast fry up.
Yeah, oh, breakfast. Actually, it was a Mexican fry up in the Gatwick Airport, some restaurant. And then lunch was, it was just actually just hams and cheeses and breads, and a bit of meat and salad by the by Lake Como. But what I mean is, do you ever find that abroad, tomatoes are tomato ya,
yeah,
onions are onion in ya,
yeah,
and that's what it was. So that was lovely,
fresh.
But did all that spa weekend, lovely. But can I just say, I got a little a little thing to point out, I suppose, because we had a brilliant weekend, and I realised, you know, we had a hike together in the mountains. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah. Very nice.
Right? But just got to say something about my wife.
Oh.
She is, and I'm saying this because, and I got her permission to say this, because I sort of said, look, I said, do you realise you're doing this?
Yeah.
And she said, well, you know, this is the norm. I said, no, it's not the norm.
Right? Oh.
And I'm talking about checker outers, people who are about to check out of the hotel.
Yeah.
If ever you stay in the hotel in a group, and it happens on boys' trips as well. Mm. There's one person that really panics about the checkout time.
Yeah.
Got to be downstairs by 11. Got to be out by 11.
No, you don't.
11 o'clock checkout time, guys. No. Guys, 11 o'clock. Well, I went, well, in the morning, we'll get up, we'll go gym, we'll go spa, I'll have breakfast. And then she goes, well, we've got to check out by 11. She must have said it six times in the space of forever. I mean,
I think that's because of the people you're with. And she knows what you like, Tommy.
No, I think she got let down many years ago by me, so I think she's got over that now.
Because I've stayed with you.
No, but it's not like
I've stayed with you as well. We had to be out at a certain time, and you just didn't wake up for a start.
No, but it's not like a sharp 11 o'clock. No, you're
it's not.
It's not.
You see,
when you stay in hotels, you know this.
You can be 20.
No, she was respecting. She was respecting the rules and regulations. Exactly. I love that
person.
I love that,
and that's exactly it. She's and that's why she's like, this is a norm. This is the time. They're not saying 11 ish. She was going. They were saying 11 because they want to prepare the room for the next person.
Do you know what I always do in the morning? Ring them up and say, can I have late checkout?
Yeah, and they go, you can stay till 12. That's and what they do is, the cleaners just sort of mark your room down as like, okay, leave him to the last one. Yeah. It doesn't matter to them. They'll skip you and come back to you on that floor. Or they'll tell you a time they can do it to fit in with their schedule.
That's right.
And if they can't, they'll say no. And then you go. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. You shouldn't worry about
that. And
even
if you're down there at 11:05, it's okay.
It doesn't
matter. But like, you just get that. But they put, what he does is at the very end of this lovely relaxing trip, it just puts a whole panic on things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that.
Okay.
That was crazy. But here's the funny thing about the hotel. It was an adult only hotel because it was a spa place, right? Yeah. And it's up in the mountains. Beautiful.
Right.
Lovely. In Switzerland. Right. In a place called Lugano, near Lake Lugano.
Okay.
Right. And Lugano. Is it Lugano or Lugano?
Now
Lugano.
You're making it sound Punjabi.
Lugano. Lugana. No.
Ludhiana.
Ludhiana. That's what it was, right? I was going to go one more. No.
No.
Right. And then, and so we're there. Beautiful. There was a bit of a weird swingersy vibe.
I was about to say that. I said, I bet you there was.
Adults only hotel.
Come on, that's because leave your key here and put your key in the bag and all of that.
I'm just saying, it was weird, and I'm going to stereotype because I don't know if it's because of the German accent, because quite a few Germans they go, "Hi, what's your name?" Like, "Oh yeah,
I'm
Sven." Yeah. You know? Well, yeah. How long you guys been together? Yeah. So, you know, honestly, so it's the accent.
Bob,
makes you are feel a bit.
You
like
are
a
swingers.
That's me stereotyping. That's actually out of order that I even think like that.
You are a swingers hotel.
No, but. So, there wasn't, because none of that went on, right? Obviously.
How do you know?
Well, you're right, you don't know. But
you don't know.
But the people who were all around the pool were all in their clothes, but there was a section.
Here we go. The Nunga Bunga section.
There was a section in the sauna steam room.
Right.
Which is the Nunga Padang area.
Yeah, but that's the standard in Germany and it in says, them areas. Huh?
Did you go in there?
Well, my wife goes, I know you want to go in there.
Of course you do.
And she goes, I'm not going in for nothing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And she goes, but I know you do. I said, well, we're here. Yeah, no.
He whipped it out.
Right?
No. He tried taking me one when we went Germany, remember?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
He whipped it out.
So basically,
it
wasn't one of them places. I just want to know. It was, but what it was is, it's Scandinavian. It's that Germany Scandinavian-y way. And they've got that influences of Holland and all of those countries all around.
What's that got to do with...
No, what I mean is... I didn't think the Swiss were like that.
But is this building up to you justifying that you basically...
No.
It's coming out.
You got the parrot out and you went in.
But it reminded me, Satch, when you and I went to Germany. And we went downstairs to the sauna steam. And I'm sat in there and in walks everything, jingle jangling around, right?
Christmas come early.
Right.
He's trying to take me down. I was like, no, mate. Yeah.
You know when you're in there and they walk in completely, and there's a couple, completely nang padang. And I was like, wah! And I was like inside. And I was like, okay, play it cool. Girls says, Satch. Let's go downstairs. Check out what's going on. He was going, nah, bruv. I ain't doing that. But anyway.
Love it.
So yeah, it was nice to go away.
Okay.
Good to come back. Lots going on. And actually, it's been nice to kind of chill for the last couple of days because we've got no filming for a bit. Okay. So, and lovely to see you boys. I mean that.
Yep.
I was excited about tonight.
Do you know what? Just something remind me of going away last week, and it's when you whipped out your Jevrol just now even started.
Yeah.
I thought I was in the sauna steam room again.
No, I'm quite surprised you bought it here, to be fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you why.
What's the reasoning behind it?
Oh, the Jevrol. Okay, so I bought that because I went to a house to cook. Okay. You know, for Desi.
I've never known it to be called Elakia. I think it's Elakia, the make of it.
Yeah. Elakia hot mixture. Elakkia.
Never heard of that, mate.
Elakia hot mixture.
But
it's Jevrol.
Yeah.
It's like Bombay mix.
Right. I had it at someone's house.
It's not Jevrol, it's Bombay mix.
I thought it was nice. Thought it was spicy.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nice little kick.
It's very hot, yeah.
And it's very hot.
It is very hot. I don't enjoy it when it's like that hot.
But it had a nice crunch to it. So
yeah, it's got a lovely crunch.
We don't get no money for this, but there you go.
Your Jevrol basically reminded me of my travelling, because I forgot to say this on the podcast last week. So did I mention that I booked those seats with the extra leg room last week?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Basically, what happened was, where I booked the seats, there was a group of people in front of me and there's a group of people behind me that had regular seats. But obviously, where I booked the seats in the middle, I kind of split up their group, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So now, these people, you know, when you're on a plane, people are eating crisps, biscuits, normal stuff. When you're on like a flight that's not going to India.
Mm.
Yep.
Flight that's going to India, what are they eating?
What are they eating?
Jevrol, this like tepla. Dried dal, tepla, they got the jar out.
Yeah.
And it reminded me when Tommy was flapping his
getting my
jet
right, exactly. So hold on,
they were passing it over me.
Did you put your hand in it? Did you get
over
it?
Me?
Did you get a bit of it?
No.
No, but did you get a bit of it in your hair?
Can you imagine?
And they were just like, oh yeah, they were going through like the ingredients and telling each other like, oh yeah, no, this one's like this and this one's like that. And they were just kept on passing like 4 or 5 bags like past me over my head while I was asleep.
Can you, please, for anyone who's ever seen this podcast, right, and has seen Satch, in a picture.
What do you mean?
Picture his face on the plane as her arm goes across his face holding an open pack of spicy Jevrol, yeah. Right? And his face just going, what the actual, what?
I was so close to losing my shit on the plane.
They wouldn't have
understood me. So it made no difference. I swear when I put my hood up at one point, the Jevrol came out of my hood.
Were they Gujarati?
Of course they were. It was a flight to Gujarat.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily. They might have been English tourists.
Just no plane etiquette. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's
but there
out
isn't.
The window.
There isn't.
Firstly, you've opened that up. It stinks to start with. Like, you've opened about 4 or 5 bags, and now you're doing all of this malarkey.
Wavy.
And then there was some... Oi, this is the funniest thing. There was a kaka that was sat in the window, so I was in the aisle. There was no one in the middle. Yeah. Kaka was in the corner. Do you know, like, they eat that stuff that they spit?
Yeah.
So they have to put it in a thing and then they have to like warm it up or something in their hand. Or
like a barn thing.
Yeah, the barn thing.
It's like they warm it up in a little bag or something like that.
Yeah. Mawa. So Mawa.
Now he's munching this thing, yeah?
Yeah. Where's he spitting it?
In the sick bag.
Shut up, brilliant.
That is brilliant.
So now when someone gets on the plane. Now when someone gets on the plane and they need a sick bag, it's got Uncle's
Mawa
shit
in it.
That is so horrible. That
it's disgusting.
Oh.
And then he just leave it there.
He just left it there.
That is another problem we've got, isn't it, in India? That whole spitting everywhere. I don't know.
Sometimes, you know, you feel so proud of your people. And then you feel so disappointed by your people. You're like,
yeah,
yeah, that goes on.
I was feeling really proud about the English, actually, because I was, guess who's about out and about for another week?
Desi Dickens.
What?
Desi Dickens is back.
What, is that now your name?
That's become my unofficial name.
The last time you went to a Charles Dickens museum or
yeah, or it was whatever. A Charles Dickens museum, his house. Right.
And so
Desi Dickens has been doing more sightseeing in London.
Tell us, Desi, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I went to two places.
Can we call you Double D for sure?
Double D, yep. I'll be happily known as Double D. Double Desi. D was out and about and he went to the Tower of London.
Making a tit of himself.
Yeah, I went to the HMS Belfast, the ship, which is docked outside, outside London Bridge.
London Bridge.
So, again,
you went on it?
Yeah.
The big warship.
Why? The big warship. Mm. Well, these are all tourists. So basically, I'm doing this because, as you know, the national.
Because you are Desi Dickens, Desi Dickens, catch him out with Blind Man Booth. Blind Man Muth, sorry. Desi Dickens, Desi Dickens, catch him out with Blind Man Moon. Early in the morning. Yeah, because that's you, because you want to beat the queues. You want to beat the sightseeing queue. Early in the morning is when you need a Blind Man Moon. This, you two, could be a little cartoon duo. I can see it.
Oh my God.
Can I just be the one that sends you, I could be in an office and just send you off on a mission every week and I go, right. Okay.
I'm hanging around with him.
Okay, Desi Dickens, and you're like you're the investigative one.
I'm more like Dick Tracy.
You're looking at the clues and the information. And Blind Man Maud, he's got his eyes closed, but his senses are good.
His eyes are always closed.
Because he's a DJ, his hearing is brilliant.
Oh my God, I don't need to see. And we show the power that lies within him. He's a spiritual one. You're more the factual one. It's written itself.
Wow, this is brilliant. Anyway, so this is all because, obviously the National
Desi
Lottery.
Dickens, sorry, Desi, yeah,
it's a National Lottery sponsor. I'm going to just give him a plug, but I think it's a good thing that Asian people should know about as well. The National Lottery sponsor the breakfast show on Virgin Radio. And next week, they're doing something called the National Lottery Open Week, right? Which what they do is means there's all these places that you can go to sightsee, all these attractions. And places to, museums and all of this kind of stuff that you can go for literally free or very discounted rates if you just show a lottery ticket.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it all kicks off from next week.
That's quite good.
I know, it's brilliant. So that's why I was sent to, obviously, Tower of London. Tower of London tickets are 33 quid.
Yeah.
That's expensive. But you know what? And I thought, that is a rip-off, yeah?
No,
I thought
the rip-off.
Yeah. And then I went in. I was in. Wow. There is so much to do in the Tower of London and so much to learn to see the beefeaters, the crows. It's incredible.
Did you see the jewels?
Yeah, got my hands on the jewels.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Hands on?
Yeah, you got my hands on the crown jewels. No, I didn't.
Did you go to one of them hotels as well?
No. But I saw the crown jewels. I saw the crown jewels. There's some interesting facts about it as well. And then I went to the HMS
Desi
Belfast.
Desi Dickens, he's on one, isn't he?
Honestly, this guy.
He tells me
to get on with it with my stories about family life, right? But in there you go.
No,
and did you know the National Lottery do a wonderful job each week by sponsoring.
No, I'm just saying it because I think everyone needs to know because we should make most of it.
Yeah, you're right. Because people want to
know about these things. We don't know about these things.
Exactly. You know what? You're right.
What is it? Half price then if you show a ticket?
Yeah.
It could be free. You just have to. Just check
that
out.
That kind of information is for the privileged.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're passing it down.
I'm passing it down.
You're the Robin Hood of knowledge. Yeah.
You only ever see these places.
Yeah.
So you know what? Take your kids out to the HMS Belfast. Is it 9 floors? You climb up the ladders and everything, guns.
It's got massive, what's it called?
The size of the anchor. I've never seen such a big anchor in my life.
Yeah.
Well, maybe at the Asian Network.
I was going to go in the mirror.
So it was fascinating. So that's what I did. And I had so much fun doing it. And I just thought, you know what, guys? It's always nice to be a bit of a tourist in your own city.
Yeah.
Well done.
Now tell us the reality. How many of your uncles were over from the Gujarat that you had to take out for the day? And you were like, right, lads, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy you all 9 lottery tickets.
We're getting here for
Fiverr. Exactly. Yeah. And by the way, if you win, I'm splitting it or hand it back.
Quick question.
Yeah.
If a friend bought you a lottery ticket.
Yes.
And you won the 10 million.
Yeah.
How much, if any, would you give back to your friend?
A friend bought me a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
And that, so, and what,
and Mr. Willie looked,
and went, here you go.
Now, but it depends what friend.
Yeah. It's Kej, no. Satch.
All right, it's me. It's Kej. It's me.
Now, be honest. Don't use this opportunity.
No, I'd probably give you half.
Okay.
Because you were a friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Same.
Really? Half? Oh, yeah. Straight half? Not even 60-40?
I think if anyone bought me a lottery ticket and hands went, here you go, yeah. I bought you a lottery ticket, I'll go, if I win, it's halves.
Yeah.
I'd say it's straight. Okay.
I think because we're like that, but I spoke to a lot of people, they were like, I might just give them, if I win 10 million, they'll say, I might just give them a mil.
No. Yeah.
But that's what I mean by like, I said, if it is.
I think that this kind of is we're a bit generous like that.
No, I think that's fair. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do.
It was never yours, really. Yeah. It would never happen unless it was for their drive, spirit, energy, kismet, timing, luck, whatever. It's such a rare thing. And also, you don't need 10 million. Mm. You don't need 10 million and 5 million. Don't make no difference. No,
that's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I don't even know what I did with 5 million.
Yeah, that's very true. Anyway, so that's what I did. I thought I'd pass the information down because I think it's good for us to know. Right. If you want to do a bit of sightseeing this weekend.
There you go. Thank you.
Check it out.
Desi Dickens. Thank you very much for
your
update.
Your daily Desi Dickens.
Triple D. Another chocolate.
Is it time? Yeah. Oh, which one are we going with? Okay.
We're going to go with butterscotch.
Butterscotch, because if Dickens likes to be covered in anything, it's butterscotch. Butterscotch Dickens. What's it like?
The other thing, by the way, boys, I think we should mention, because obviously it was such a big thing over the weekend, the cricket.
Oh, come on.
Oh, this one is the best.
Oh, is it good, yeah?
Oh, this is banging.
Banging, banging, banging. This is that video.
Yeah. Mm. I love this.
What are we saying, boys?
This tastes like peanut butter.
Okay,
but better. Because it's salted caramel, isn't it?
No.
So is it salted caramel? What is it?
Because it's got the butterscotch.
Oh, butterscotch.
Inside it.
Mm.
That's good.
It's made it into like a gooier peanut butter, peanut taste.
Yeah. What are you saying, Sedge?
Cricket.
Hmm.
Oh, that's good news.
Champions Trophy final.
Let me do my boring bit. I was travelling back from Switzerland. Right. So we're at the airport.
What were you listening
to? So I was listening to it on the radio. So I didn't get to fully know, but I was just there.
That's so boring, isn't it?
Headphones on. But
I got in Saturday, Sunday morning, Saturday night, 4 a.m. I was downstairs again at 8:30 watching cricket.
Yeah, back on again.
Had to do it.
Had to do it because it's a final. It's a final.
It's a final. You have to be there.
Mm.
All and day in front of the TV watching cricket.
And he lost his 15th toss in a row, which is now a record, world record. He's the most consecutive tosses Rohit Sharma's lost.
Toss
love
loser.
That. Yeah, he's not a great tosser. But he won in the end. And it was a little bit nervy, a little bit shaky in the middle. When India were batting, a slight little collapse that happened in the middle order. Virat Kohli only managed to get one run, but we got there in the end, and India were champions.
Would you say that was close? Because it felt like, from what I was listening to, because I didn't see it. Yeah, it felt like what I was listening to, it was like India were kind of bossing it and running it.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so. There was a little bit in the middle when New Zealand kind of pulled
and
it back a little bit.
I heard them say, oh, if this carries on much more,
yeah.
Then... or you know, India could find themselves on their kind of tail end, and
But it was a comprehensive performance, and I was in this bar where obviously everyone saw the video that I posted on Insta stories, and I posted it on purpose because you know what, it was so funny. The most amount of non-Asians, commented on the.
Of course they would. And do you know what?
You got to explain the video for those who haven't seen it.
I didn't comment on it, Kej.
Only recently.
I didn't comment on it, Kej, on purpose because I was like, I'm going to save it for the podcast. There's no need for me to message you privately.
I knew Satch would be the first one.
Because I was just like, this is just ridiculous. What am I watching?
Honestly, describe it.
Whenever Indians win like a cup or something, people do stupid things online.
Yeah.
You see it. People dancing on bus stops and all this, causing traffic in the road.
Yeah.
I think, Kej, your video is probably the stupidest thing I've seen far.
And for once, it wasn't Kej doing it.
It wasn't Kej doing it. Right. No. But for even him to be there kind of made me think, what is he doing?
Yeah. So, what happened in the video?
In the video, India just won and everyone was dancing, celebrating in the bar, obviously very jubilant. And a couple of mans came in with a flare. Blue flare.
Not woman's.
Just a man's.
Man's.
And they just let it off in
like
the
one of them kind of smoke, blue smoke flares.
Yeah, two of them.
So you kind of light it or rip a cord or whatever.
Rip a cord,
And then it just blows blue smoke.
Blue smoke.
Like Holi Kedin.
Inside.
Holi Kedin inside this venue.
Oh, my days.
Which didn't have any AC at the best of times.
Forget the AC. What about the walls and the ceiling and everything that's going to be blue? And
there were kids and children in there as well. And they, you were struggling to breathe. I had to literally dive out of there because I was just like, what is going on here?
Number one, you're all going to be covered in all of that shit. Everyone. Yeah. Your clothes, your skin, your faces. Everyone's going to be coughing. You can't breathe in there.
Everyone's coughing.
Like Papa Smurf is farting.
You've ruined the whole venue.
Yeah. All gone blue.
Everything's gone blue.
Mm. So we all came out. And a lot of the people came out. And my uncle goes,
That's a funny time to kind of declare your sexuality.
No. And he went,
I know we're all dying, but I need everybody to know something.
And he went,
hey.
And he went, why hasn't the smoke alarm gone off? And I was like, you reckon this place has got a smoke alarm?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like that was the levels of it. Because obviously any smoke alarm would have gone off.
Go on. So what did the non-brown people say on your post?
They were just like, Kej, is that a flare inside the venue? Yeah. They just could not believe that.
I could not believe it.
Is that uncle rocking the flares?
And to the point,
flares?
Kej, you were standing there filming it. I'd have kicked the shit out of someone for doing that. Like, what are you doing,
I just couldn't believe
nobody went over and went,
happening.
What are you doing?
Yeah, no one went. Why didn't no one question it?
The management didn't say nothing.
Why didn't you punch him in
the face? He's happy.
He was allowed to be in there until the flare finished.
What a knob.
And then the door opened, because there was so much smoke in there. So someone opened the door and all this smoke comes out onto the road and everyone's thinking, what is going
on? Turn the whole club into a bunch of Smurfs.
Exactly that.
It was some crazy behaviour. And, I think there was crazy behaviour everywhere, wasn't it? In Southall, in Wembley, in Kingsbury, even
I'm
in
glad
India,
we don't
and all
that,
the fireworks. And it was, what a great moment it was.
Yeah. Winners for 2025. Good.
Yeah, and there we are. I watched that, and then you know what? There's so much I'm watching at the moment that we haven't even spoken about. And I've got to start with, and I don't think either of you two have watched any of this.
Go on.
Have you ever seen The White Lotus?
Yes.
Are you watching a new season?
Well,
Tell me you're watching it.
Okay, hold tight, and please don't tell me a thing. Let me tell you something. White Lotus is single-handedly one of the best things I've watched in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
And I've been telling you to ages to watch it.
I watched it years ago. I watched it when it came out.
Oh, good.
Series one and two, both hotels.
Oh,
right?
Well done, yeah.
And then it was so weird. Because I was travelling, I went on my phone and...
Did you say hotels?
It's based on the series.
White Lotus
hotel,
is a hotel.
Right? And then it's set in another hotel. Look at that.
He's not interested in it.
Bro,
it's based on a hotel.
You want me to watch a program based on a hotel? No.
What is this?
No, so don't worry. He's doing it purposely. He's trying to gaslight us, Kej. Don't let him do it. Okay? That's right. He's trying to ask silly questions so we get lured into a silly debate. Don't do it, Kej. It's a toxic male characteristic.
Let me explain to Sam because you haven't explained it to him what it is.
It's based on a hotel. Yeah, it is. Right? And it's a load of Tottenham and Arsenal fans in different hotels. Tell him. Now bring his expectations down. Because what Kej does... This is why I get annoyed with you as well, Kej. You're going to tell him it's now the greatest thing ever.
No, I'm not going to say it's great because I know Satch is... There is no way Satch is watching.
No, I'll tell you why he will.
He won't.
Because it's dark. Because it's sexy. Because it's moody. Because it's really analytical and it gets into people's heads
and
characters.
There's no way Satch is getting through because it's slow. It's very slow.
The music. The theme music. Bruv, and then the second series, they put a kick over it. It's so good.
So the soundtrack's done by a bunch of pigeons.
While I was travelling, I'm looking for shows to watch on Apple TV, Netflix and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I went, series three?
Yeah.
I was like, now, I would have heard about it. Did I watch
three? Have you not heard about it?
And then I was like, did I watch three or did I watch two? So now that you said it, I'm watching three, baby, and I can't wait.
So four episodes in, and can I just say, I'm going to put it out there, because a lot of people are not being honest about it. I think it's not hitting the marker this season round.
See, he's such a shit.
I
need to hear that.
No, each to their own, but I'm just saying, for me, it's not hitting it. Four episodes in. They still it just
okay. Okay,
like
stop talking about it. That's fine. I'll be the.
All right. Well, listen. I want to talk
and
about.
If you're saying it's crap, then it's probably brilliant.
Is it set in Thailand?
Well, see, I said don't say. That.
No, but everyone knows that.
No, they don't. Just stop talking.
Okay, fine. So the Wallows.
That's
Severance,
three things.
Severance season. Knows someone like Severance right season now. Two is brilliant as well, which is on Apple.
Well, what other countries is it set in then, Kej?
The first one was set in Maui. Is it Maui? No, in Hawaii. And the second one was in Italy.
Europe. Italy.
Italy.
When they're going to India.
But bro, it's beautiful. Everything, the hotels are top end.
The hotel is known as the White Lotus, basically. And people are now going to these hotels just to stay there, and it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's...
It's a sexy program,
sexy, Seth. Everyone's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well. Not, but not in an overly...
But,
not,
but in a way, in a it pokes way. Fun. It pokes fun at all these like rich, posh people who go to these hotels.
Yeah. And who's that? Because that woman won an Oscar or something. The main...
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, you know, the one with the funny voice. You know,
yeah,
she's annoying.
Yeah. No, she's
brilliant.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Yeah, so anyway, so, no, good. I'm a fan. Why? What made you talk about White Lotus?
Because the season 3 is out.
That's your thing you watched?
Those things I watched. That, Severance.
Okay.
I tell you what else I watched. I watched Thingy.
Good. Wow, brilliant. I love that.
Bridget Jones, the new film.
I've heard that's brilliant. Go on, tell me.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say that.
What was I?
I did not think I would say that was brilliant. It was like a Bollywood film.
And very well written, funny.
Really well written, funny, sad, really sad in places, not stupid. Obviously, Bridget Jones has matured and everything like that. I think I've seen one, and I didn't really enjoy one, but this was brilliant.
Never seen any of them.
No. No, well,
this how many are there? Is there more than...
There's four. This was part four.
No, yeah, then I wouldn't... I've seen one, that's it.
Yeah, I've seen one as well. But it was brilliant. So I definitely recommend that one.
Okay. Well...
Oh. And? Bollywood film, Chava. Brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
C-H-A-A-V-A.
I know, I haven't watched a Bollywood film in absolute centuries, but it's about Chhatrapati Shivaji, and it's a brilliant, brilliant...
What's that, the airport?
the guy it's based on, yeah. But it's a brilliant story, and it's worth... It's historical, it's a true story. Have a look. Sony Music done the music for it as well.
Chava. Historical Carver. Action film.
Chava.
Based on the life of who?
Chhatrapati Shivaji.
Not what it says. It says based on the life of Sanbaj Maharaj.
No, it is. It's Chhatrapati.
Rob, I'm reading it from Wikipedia.
No, but it is. That's the guy's name, isn't it?
No. Based on the life of Sanbaji Maharaj. Let me make sure I'm saying it right. Sanbaji, yeah. Sanbhaji. The second ruler of the Maharaja Empire. Vicky Kaushal's in it. An adaptation from a Marathi movie.
Did you watch the wrong thing?
Yeah,
no, it is.
What are you saying is based on? This is hilarious. Go on.
No, it's about the guy.
What's his name? Go on. Who are you saying?
Chhatrapati Shivaji.
Is that like a religious figure?
You know the airport? No, you know the airport? Chhatrapati Shivaji airport and the terminus as well, the train station.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's that the story of that guy.
But it says the news of the death of Shivaji reaches the court of Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb.
Yeah.
His advisors anticipate the collapse of the Marathi residence. Blah, 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 and it's all about Aurangzeb. It doesn't mention...
No, you learn about
it. Oh, Shivaji's son. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. I just thought...
No.
I had to clarify.
Is it like one of these historical ones?
Yeah, it's a very historical one.
Yeah, not interesting.
I love that. It's good. It's good. It's very good.
Good meaning.
Mm.
Well made.
Yeah, really well made, actually.
Did I say Ayushman Khurrana?
Mm.
Yeah, that's
easy. Honestly, it's really well made. And like I said, I've not been into Bollywood films in a... I'm not bothered with them. But I made an effort to watch this, and it was really
Chavia.
Good. So yeah, that's the things I've... Yeah, Chava.
Chava.
What have you seen, Sach?
The thing I seen was... Well, it was quite good because I watched this just before the cricket sort of all kicked off, like the Champions Trophy thing. The Greatest Rivalry on Netflix.
I finished that.
3 episodes. It was about the rivalry between India and Pakistan.
And
brilliant,
yeah. Excellent,
brilliant. Lot of
who's your favorite person that you heard from in there?
Oh, the Pakistan of the bowler,
Shoaib
Akhtar.
He was
brilliant.
Loved Shoaib Akhtar because I loved him as a bowler.
Yeah,
and he's got so much bant.
He's got a lot to say, and he's so good. His English is really good as well.
Yeah, and even like I didn't realize his debut was that fire. He came brilliant. In. He had Sachin Tendulkar.
Do you know what the best thing about it? There's a lot of old footage that we wouldn't have seen.
Yeah,
because like, there was a lot of behind the scenes stuff of like the players landing and all of that. You would have never seen that anywhere.
Yeah. And it's such a shame that India and Pakistan don't play more matches
in each other's
countries.
Yeah,
because it really like there was one of the best stories.
Didn't he make a statement, Shoaib Akhtar, about that this week after
he
the
did,
World Cup.
He did. Well, no, no. He said that. He said that. Oh, why was there no Pakistani involvement in the final, even though it was the Pakistani tournament, obviously being held in Dubai? But there was this one story which I really liked about the Indian team when they were out there in Pakistan, and it was Ganguly was talking about it, Sourav Ganguly, and he said that they went out one night, you know, when they were not supposed to, but they went sort of undercover, and they were taken out by the Pakistani cricket players, a few of them, to go and eat some food and stuff like that. And the Pakistani people who were making food just gave it all for free because, and that was the beauty of the rivalry and all of that, that, you know, at the end of the day, we were all just one, and, you know, they were just saying, oh, the food was incredible. The India cricket team was saying the food was incredible and all of that, and it was just really friendly atmosphere.
Yeah, food, bruv. Food, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's magical. It can bring people together.
Satch is right. It's definitely worth a watch.
It's definitely a good watch.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
The other thing that I saw, which is on Sky, and it just popped up on my planner randomly the other day. Tommy, you'll love this. Luther, Never Too Much, a documentry about
him. Two hours long. Never Too Much.
Again, 100%. So much old footage of him and the stuff that he's been through. Unbelievable.
What, Idris Elba?
When you watch...
Oh, man, I'm in.
No,
I'm
Luther Vandross.
Oh.
A thousand kisses
when you. When you hear him singing in this documentary, you're like...
Oh, so I was right singing
this. Oh, my God. Like, it is effortless. Really? Effortless.
I might have to see that.
Everyone's in it talking about him as well.
It's weird because...
Is he dead?
Yeah, Luther Vandross is dead.
Maybe,
is he dead?
Maybe that's why it popped up because of the documentary on my
Sky
feed.
Sky Arts.
Is they were showing when Luther comes out and bosses it. When there's all these kind of singers out on stage.
Tommy,
they're doing a collab.
Please watch it.
And he just comes out and his voice.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
It's just incredible. What we just call like, it's more, in the Punjabi word, it's dikki, but it's not like a thicker, like it's like a, it just cuts. Mm. It just cut. It just somehow.
Effortless. Effortless.
Just carries. Who's and he doing sharper, that collab stronger.
With? Huh? Who's he doing that collab with?
Oh, I can't remember. They were like...
They're famous singers, isn't
they? They were famous
singers. Yeah. I've seen that. He killed it.
It was soul singers from that time.
Yeah.
But he just comes out.
You see like Mariah Carey when it was her first performance where they did Endless Love. MJ's in it a bit. Diana Ross.
Honestly,
Nile Rodgers is in it. Yeah. He's singing with Chic. It is so good. Okay. If you're a music person, you've got to watch that.
Okay, so Luther and...
Greatest Rivalry. And the other thing, which I just watched on the plane back from Dubai last week... And again, incredible, Roger Federer, the final 12 days. It was the 12 days when he sort of announced that he was going to stop playing tennis.
Mm.
And it gives you a little rundown of his last tournament.
Oh,
and
man.
Brilliant. Everyone's in it. So Djokovic is in it. Nadal's in it. Murray's in it. And they do like this cup at the O2 where it's like Europe versus the rest of the world.
Mm.
And basically all the stars playing it. And it was like Roger Federer's last sort of...
Send-off.
And again, it's good. You look at him and you forget how many times he's like won Wimbledon, how many, you know, things he's achieved and stuff.
And you know that level of sportsman, like your LeBron James, Michael Jordans, or David Beckham's, they've got like that insight to the world. They've got those one-liners about work ethic, mindset, all that. Where you're like, they're on another level.
So good.
Yeah, and again, it's TikTok, source of all information. I saw a video of a guy who's in a restaurant who Roger Federer's in there, and he goes, Roger! And they're filming, he goes, I'm a big fan of yours. So much so that I've got your motto tattooed on me. Mm. And everyone, the whole restaurant starts to stir. The guy walks over to filming it, and he lifts up his sleeve or leg, and it's one of Roger Federer's mottos, which I know you're going to ask me what it is now, but it was something about how, you know, basically how much effort you're putting in. Oh man, I've got to find
equals
it.
Equals the results.
Yeah. But just on that note, on motivational stuff, sorry, Satch, can I chip in now?
Yeah, done.
I haven't, this is one aimed at you as well, Satch, because I haven't watched much because I've been just out and about on the go, on the move, not something on the telly, but I'm listening to, and I'm about a third of the way in, Shoe Dog. On your recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
The Nike Phil Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Bruv is straight up inspirational.
So good.
And it's, you know what? I'll be honest, because with the moving of the house, Christmas and stuff like that, I feel like I've lost track of like normality.
Yeah,
life's only just got back to normal. And it's March.
Agree. Right? I still feel like I'm going on from Christmas.
Yeah. And like now I'm like, all right, so January was this and that. And actually even March has got a bit quiet for me because obviously we do a lot of shows for Asian community. And because of Ramzan, we kind of take a bit of a break in March. So it's a bit of a quiet month. And it's time to like listen to a book, you know, which I used to do a lot of the time. And you're like, oh man, it feels good. But Shoe Dog is great because you just realize no one really knows what they're doing.
No.
And everyone is a whisker away from just giving up.
Yep.
Everyone is. Yep. I was. We all were. You know, like, you know what? Maybe this ain't for me. Maybe. And you hear that with Nike. And you can't even imagine a world without them now. But anyway, and the fact that the guy, the Japanese guy, who Phil Knight originally bought the trainers from and all that, he goes, I've just got this vision. This is like in the 60s or early 70s, right? It was the 60s because I don't know, 64, 65.
Yeah.
Because I got this vision that in the future, everyone will be wearing athletic trainers. Athletic footwear. Nobody will be wearing shoes because they're just no good for you. And then they were designing footwear. And they thought footwear was so important. And the right people around it. Anyway, wicked. Shoe Dog, if you haven't
You've
heard
seen
it.
The film,
I know I'm
you?
Late to it.
Is it Air?
Air.
You've seen that film, haven't you?
Yeah, brilliant with film. The act, but that's acted out.
Yeah, Ben
that's
Affleck. That's the same story, though.
It's
it?
A brilliant film.
Yeah, so the thing I'm listening to at the moment.
All right.
So I've got the quote now. I've got the quote from Roger Federer. It says, the best in the world are not the best because they win every point. It's because they lose again and again and again.
Mm.
Yeah? Someone tattooed that.
Yeah.
It's where? A long tattoo.
That's
isn't
a big tattoo.
Yeah, it was. He had it
where are you going to put that? You can't put that on your wrist or something.
Yeah, opened up his chest.
Go all the way up. Lifted up his arm. Sleeve. Down his leg.
Yeah, it was one of them
in
ones.
His crack.
Right. Things we've learned?
Things we learned. I'm going to go first.
Hit me.
All right. My one is from the 15th century, this bit of fact, right? Coffee was so important in Turkish culture that under the 15th century law, a woman had the freedom to divorce her husband if he did not provide her with enough coffee.
What? So coffee was so
important. Wow. Yeah.
And this is what year?
In the 15th century.
Turkey.
Yeah. It was in Turkish culture. It was a law in the 15th century.
The woman was entitled to.
The woman had the freedom to divorce her husband if he did not provide her with enough coffee.
Look at that. The power that the women had back then.
Is that, and that's because coffee represents wealth and like that. Look at
maybe, yeah. See? Like yeah. That was what the basic that the men had to provide for their women.
What do you think if they didn't drink coffee you could apply it to tea? Or no, coffee had the wealth.
Coffee is probably the wealth thing, wasn't it?
See?
Wow.
Different time. That's the dowry. Okay. Satch, you want to go next? Shall I go?
Yeah, I don't mind going next. Thing I learned, and it kind of links back to you were just talking about with Shoe Dog, Tommy. Shoes.
Yeah.
Butter.
Huh? Butter.
Butter.
A glass of butter. I have a glass of butter.
No.
Butter the shoe.
Butter the shoe company.
Still big in Europe.
I've never even heard of them. Butter. B-A-T-A.
What? Massive you've not Indian. Heard? B-A-T-A. You've never heard of
them? No. Butter a shoe.
Kej, if I say butter, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The shoe in India.
Yeah.
Oh, is it an Indian trainer or
humongous
shoe?
No, it's a shoe. It's a massive shoe company.
One of the biggest shoe companies in the world.
Okay, look, I'm going to tell you straight. You lot are a lot more like connected to your roots.
I'm surprised you don't know what butter is.
But why would I wouldn't?
Everyone's had a butter. I bet your mum's got butter chappals.
Chappals.
Everyone has got butter chappals.
No, I don't.
Tommy's probably worn them at school.
Yeah, Tommy's probably got them.
What like the
shoes?
Only for a little while I had those strappy brown tan sandals.
Have they gone now?
No, I was a kid. And I remember I hated them. I felt like my toes were exposed. It was horrible.
Butter, anyway.
What about you?
You know, people always sort of associate with India.
Yes.
And Pakistan or Bangladesh or any of those sort of
the Asian countries.
Asian countries. It was made in flipping Czech Republic.
Oh.
But
it's an Indian company.
It's not an Indian company, Kej.
Are you serious?
It's European.
No. Is that why? So, because I used to see them a lot in Paris.
It's European. There's nothing
so that's
Indian
probably
about
why
butter.
Then?
Do you know what he did? So the guy who owned butter went over to India, I think it was in the 1930s or something, and he goes, we need to get better material. So went to India to look for it.
Yeah.
Realised no one in India wore shoes. So he goes, this is an opportunity. He moved his company there.
And that's why butter became so big in India.
And he opened one factory in Kolkata.
What a fact that is.
And it's not just India. Pakistan, he done it in Bangladesh, everywhere.
How'd you hear about him? This should be a documentary on this guy.
It just popped up. It should really be on Instagram. I verified it. And I was just like, how is this like from the Czech Republic?
So some Czech, like white Czech
guy.
Yeah,
it was a white Czech guy.
Who's over in India, just smashed it over in India.
He went over to India to go and find material.
Fortune favours a brave.
That's it.
Love that.
Because no one's wearing shoes here. Let's just move the company here.
Okay.
Thing I learnt. The Brazilian wandering spider.
Yeah.
What about it? Have you heard about it?
No.
It exists. It's a type of spider.
Is it hairless?
No, it's not. It's a bit furry looking.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if I can put up a picture.
Where is it wandering?
All right. It's known to wander. That's what it is.
That is a hairy one.
Right. So it's a little bit tarantula-esque.
Oh, yeah. That is a bit hairy. That's a bit scary.
The Brazilian wandering spider.
I don't like spiders like that.
No, you're right. And you shouldn't.
No, like, they're just rank.
But because they are, is it venomous or poisonous?
Poisonous.
Okay, which ones?
Like, I don't mind spiders, but hairy ones.
Venom is what snakes have.
Yeah, and poison will kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so I don't know.
Does venom kill you? No,
venom kills you as well.
Venom kills you as well.
No, it doesn't. One of them doesn't kill you, one of them paralyzes you, or something like that. Okay. Isn't it? So there's a difference anyway between venom and poison. But anyway.
Have you seen one of the, like a hairy spider?
No, I've held a tarantula in my time.
I wouldn't hold it.
Yeah, you know, but like
Tommy does all that, like puts snakes around his neck and stuff. Yeah,
you would not do that.
No.
You wouldn't put a boa constrictor like around your body.
No, there's nothing going on.
You've got to feel these things.
No, I don't want to feel anything.
It's like solid, just pure. It's 100% muscle.
Nah,
it's muscle wrapped in a thin layer of skin.
Have you held a spider like
that? No, wouldn't do it.
I don't think I would.
And not even a spider?
No.
No.
And the thought of it right now, if it was on your
not like one of those like tarantula things. No.
But even if they go, no, the venom's removed.
No.
Have you seen one?
I see one from distance.
Like in a zoo or something. Yeah, I've seen.
I've seen it in a box. This guy had it in a box. I was like, just leave it in the box. That's fine. I don't need to.
You don't want to be involved in that.
No.
Okay. Well, this one, the Brazilian wandering spider. If this spider bites you, get your head around this. Okay.
Yeah.
It will cause you these symptoms. You'll get an increased pulse rate.
Yeah.
Your heart starts to race. Yeah.
One of the things.
Which means a little bit of increased blood pressure.
Yeah.
You might find it hard to breathe because of that increased blood pressure. And then, here's a weird thing. You get an erection that lasts for several hours. And then you die.
Oh, so it's not that bad a way of dying.
So you get all hot and flustered.
Yeah. You at least get one little go.
And then you're like, this is it. I'm going to go. At the end of this.
This is the end.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
So do what you want.
When the Brazilians bite you. When the wandering spiders bite you.
Wow.
There you go. Okay. Some people are probably heading up to Brazil right now.
Maybe.
Bit one of them.
Maybe.
What a mad effect.
The last hurrah.
Why that?
Yeah, that is weird.
Why that?
Because I think it's to do with your blood palpitations and your pressure and all of that. And
but
so
you could just get a red face, but it goes, the spider makes that happen.
It's, it gets gets the blood rushing.
Yeah. Mm.
No, thanks.
Now, all of a sudden,
I'm sure someone can extract some of that so that you don't get killed, but still does the rest of it. I'm sure they're working on that.
I think that's called Viagra.
Yeah. Viagra happened all accidentally anyway.
I bet they probably got it from this. There you go. They got it from the Brazilians.
It's from Brazil.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It was weird. So while I was out in India, I always kept on seeing wildlife pop up on my phone that was from India.
Huh? Yeah.
Do you know like it happens where you're in a certain area? Your phone knows.
What, on Insta?
Yeah, it was Instagram.
So what kind of wildlife was popping up?
So spiders.
Oh.
The worst were flipping snakes, and they were like, oh, there's so many snakes in India. I'm like, yeah, there probably is, but we don't see them, do we?
I didn't get that.
But imagine, like, they are probably around you that you ain't seen.
But then that's probably like how people
and
go.
They've got cobras.
You know, in London, there's loads of rats. There's rats.
Yeah, but I don't get rats on my Instagram.
Yeah, no, but a rat is harmless.
Yeah, that's
a rat's not going to kill you.
Well, no, but if it bites you,
or if a cobra comes out the cupboard or something and bites your arse off.
That's true. That's the thing. You know, people talking about, we might move to Australia. No way.
There's a snake scene in the new Wild Oats. It scared me a bit.
Oh,
there's a snake scene.
What do you mean?
Where there's loads of snakes involved.
That's his word for a sexy scene. he likes to see him. Let's see the snakes. Right, thank you, boys. Good to see you in the flesh.
Sorry, can I just quickly say last one. Can I just say thank you to people who have been sponsoring me for my marathon run, because a lot of the brown loaders have been, and I don't know them personally like that, and so I can't say it, but I thought let me just say it on the podcast because they have been donating for a very good cause. And see Kedge absolutely
when is
die.
It?
It's 7 weeks ago now. Yeah, 27th of April.
You did tell me that if you signed up again, I could punch you in the face.
Yep, you can.
Did he really?
He did.
You can.
Oh, I think it's documented on the podcast.
Come and watch me, support me, and if you see me, slap me while I'm running.
Yeah. No, punch in the face.
Yeah, punch in the face as well.
It's not a slap.
A little encouraging. Do you condone people giving you your little bum a little tap? Go on, kid.
Yeah.
You're all right with that?
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want?
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just keep it moving.
Just push me forward.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're doing the 426.
I'm surprised you're doing it again, Kedge.
I'm surprised at myself I'm doing it again.
It's the thing that I would say more. Okay. I'll tell you exactly what my wife said on the weekend.
Go on.
She was talking to a woman in the spa, the jacuzzi area, all clothes on, and the woman was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah,
we felt safe with them,
right? Okay.
So we're chatting them like Stephanie. Yeah. She was lovely, actually.
Yeah,
and she she was 8 months pregnant, and she said, "Oh," and Stephanie runs a lot. So does my wife.
Right,
they're talking about all their running and the marathons they've done.
Yeah,
and my wife said, "I found the marathon harder than giving birth.
Wow,
giving birth was easier than the marathon.
Than the marathon.
Physically, what? Wow. How the marathon? Well, just
I'm going for a second one,
and you're giving birth to your second one.
I'm going to give birth to a second one.
But
I did 14 miles last weekend.
Yeah,
how you feeling?
I couldn't stand up.
Really?
Because this is the most I've ran since last marathon. And I got home and I had to lean against the wall because I couldn't stand up.
Why are you peeing?
Do you remember last time?
I didn't even get to the wee, mate. I just couldn't even.
Okay. Last time we went for a run after the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you, part of your training, you were taking it so seriously. Like, oh, I've got to do a 20-minute run today. Yeah, I was like, well, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll come with you.
That was really enjoyable, that was.
Yeah, and it's like, it started to rain a little bit, I think it was.
Yeah, but it was summer.
No, yeah.
It was summer. I'll tell you, the training's hard in the winter as well. But yeah.
Good luck.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
How many weeks? 7 weeks.
7 weeks ago.
Oh, it's not fucking.
No, bad. I know.
Is that the furthest in 40 miles? No more than that. Like,
no, that I've got 16 this weekend.
Oh, yeah, like that.
I've still got to get to 22 before
he goes the other way.
Where can they sponsor you?
If you go to my Instagram page, the link is on the link in bio.
Okay, Joanne. And what's your OnlyFans account?
Well, that's also on the Instagram page.
Okay, fine. There you go. Follow the links. Until next week. Laters, boys.
Laters.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.